Imagination. Your imagination is very powerful. Imagination is related to us in pictures. Our brain does not know the difference between what is imagined and what is real. Imagination is the fuel of consciousness. Imagination is the motivation. We create from our imagination, our past, our future, even in this moment. For example, I imagined myself listening to this guided meditation, and so I am. I imagine right now that I approve of all of my actions. I imagine that I love my body and admire my own beauty. I imagine myself as one with others. I imagine myself able to perform any task set before me. I imagine myself surrounded with beauty. I imagine the sheer fun and joy that I can be and have as I continue in this meditation. I imagine that I can see who I really am. I know now that anything is possible with my imagination. For imagination truly is the connection to all that is. I imagine now I am with knowledge. So I now tell myself, even using my imagination, that I am going to use my imagination to bring me into the full spectrum of who I really am. I now use my imagination, all of my thoughts, into one cohesive, understandable knowing. I use my imagination in any way that I like to bring my thoughts into this creative, powerful alignment. For example, I may see my thoughts running amok like cattle, and I just lasso them in with a rope, or may gently move my thoughts around with a white feather. Or I just imagine telling myself, all of my thoughts, that they had better mind and do what I tell them. I simply use my imagination to do whatever works for me to quiet and still my mind, and I just let my imagination work unheeded by my individual personality or conscious thought. And I now ask all four of my bodies to come into alignment. I see my physical body attentive and focused. My emotional body I see quiet, present, and open to receive. My spiritual body is tapped into the knowledge of the universe like a large antenna. And I again see my mental body preparing me for my journey with supportive thoughts. I prepare to make holy, this time, dedicated to complete alignment to the all and the everything that is. And finally, I imagine that I can imagine without interference from any outer, collective, or individual force. and I now tell myself. I now prepare to go from my outer consciousness to full conscious awareness. I close my eyes for peace and quiet. I straighten my spine to increase the energy flow. I sit up in an open body position and prepare to receive. I unleash my imagination as I visualize a velvety, soft violet light surrounding in, around, and through my entire body and traveling up above my head by many feet. My higher self knows exactly how high to go. I next visualize a brilliant cylinder of white light surrounding the violet light that surrounds and goes in and through my entire body. This white light, like a giant column surrounding the violet light. This brilliant effervescent light just goes above my head and pours into a large ball of energetic white liquid-like light. With my imagination, I bask myself in the middle of this light for the next few moments. I realize something inside of me is becoming free. Now this is where the fun begins. I imagine myself as a very famous artist. Now an artist can draw or sculpt anything an artist wants to. And I am myself a very famous and accomplished artist now, as my imagination has just told me. And I can sculpt or draw virtually anything with grace, accuracy, and ease. And so I begin to draw a picture of my perfect self on the sphere-shaped canvas of pure white liquid-like light above me. I need no special skill, as my imagination can do virtually anything. So I begin drawing my body, and I discover it isn't hard at all. I mean, there's a round sphere called my head sitting on top of my shoulders and arms and legs. Well, I'm sort of getting the idea now. Now, it's important, actually, in this moment that I draw this perfect self the same height as my existing body. For example, if I'm 6'2", I draw this body 6'2". If I'm 5'4", it's simply 5'4". Now I pay attention now to my head, and I draw in every detail, starting with my hair. Now don't forget, my hair is my crowning glory. I draw it in exactly as my imagination dictates. I don't have to think. I transcend thinking. I simply allow my artist to draw, to sculpt with abandoned, graceful ease. And I draw in my hair, the most beautiful texture that I could imagine, arranged in whatever arrangement I would like to see it. I next move into my face. I see a beautifully sculpted face, delicate and kind, powerful. I draw this face in exactly as my perfect imagination would like. I even see my eyes, and my eyes are so very important. I be sure to fill them with light, to show the light that's within me. This light I even make brighter and brighter, almost to the point I cannot even look in my own eyes. And yet, I do see them clearly in the brilliance of this bright light emanating from my eyes. I see my chin powerful and strong. And I move down to my neck, flexible, poised, powerful. I now draw in my body. Remember, I know this is my perfect self. I just let my imagination guide my hands all the way down from my shoulders, my torso, my hips, legs, calves, ankles, and feet. And I realize, you know, I need to go back up to my arms and hands. The hands are very important. The hands are very powerful, as they are what I use to create. So I draw them in as strong, flexible, delicate, dexterous. For this is what I choose to create. My imagination is free to do whatever it pleases in this, my perfect self. These are my hands. It is, they are, and always will be what I use to create much of what is in my life now. I now draw in my clothing, if I've not already done so. I can use any substance, any material, any color, any shape, and any texture. I can invent them even now with my imagination. Any combination that I choose that suits my perfect self. I may put beautiful cloths draped around my body, falling around me, loose, fitting, and so luxuriously soft and beautiful. So soft and beautiful that I may not even begin to know that they are there. Or I may have a beautiful suit of armor designed to keep my power within and to wield my power as I know it can be. I even look down at my feet. Maybe I don't put any shoes there at all. Maybe sandals, maybe some rugged boots or some beautifully sculpted and shaped shoes. I have been paying so much attention to the detail, I realize that I must now step back to view myself. Take a look. And I make any corrections, alterations. I simply allow my imagination to make any corrections needed at all, to fill in any places I may have overlooked, to get an overall view of my perfect and beautiful self. I have an immediate and accurate, up-to-date attention to final detail in process now, as I am creating the overall essence of my perfect self. As I step back further, I take in the glory of the beautiful light that my perfect self resides in. I begin to see streams of light pouring from my perfect self out into the world, from all over my perfect body. I simply allow myself these next few moments to bask in my own perfection. And I realize I just have a few more things to do. First, I shine a brilliant floodlight onto my perfect self, that I can more clearly see every glorious stroke of my imagination in truth and light. And now one final thing. Emblazoned by flashes of light, letters chiseled even from more pure light, I create a sign that says, "I am." And I place this sign firmly above my head. In my powerful imagination, I stand back once again and drink in the pure essence of my perfect self. Suddenly I realized that this is me. That I am real. That I am actually aware of the infinite. I realize that I have bridged the gap. I know who I am. I am all that is in the universe, connected to the all and the everything. I feel the waves of bliss moving through my body even now as I come into the realization that I am actually thinking from this beautiful, perfect self. That I am in the know of all that is and conscious and aware of all that I have created and all that I am. And I am blended with this beautiful energy even now. In these next few moments of bliss, I allow the genius of music to take me where I am. Perfect self wishes to take me, as I am the grand being that is taking me on this journey. I am completely conscious of my travel into the higher knowledge. Peace. Peace. Peace.
peace, peace, peace. Peace, peace,
I know now that I am of all worlds, and that I can actually operate from the knowing residing in my perfect self. I am come home. I further know that whenever I need the wisdom of truth, the strength of action, and the unfailing supply of all that I need, I consciously simply communicate and operate with all of my attention first upon my perfect self. I funnel all of my actions through my perfect self. I realize even further that to have all my actions continue in the fulfilled exuberance of unconditional, impersonal, and connected love, all I knew and all I need to do is to direct my attention with all of my imagination and all of my might on my perfect self. I am. I am. I am.